Hi guys, it's EricRPG, and I'm here with another review for you. In this work time, it's Clockwork or Querio. Anyways, this is a long-lost arcade game that took almost two decades, actually. For one reason or another, it didn't get released, but I think they finally cleaned it up and put it into a playable state. You can play it from beginning to end, and it's a complete game. And it is made by Westone, who you might recognize as the developers for the Wonder Boy series. Well, initially, until that went and got sold off to Hudson Soft, but more so Wonder Boy and Monster World. And, unlike most arcade games, it is a platformer. It's kind of unusual, but what are you going to do? But, you put one of three characters, a boy, a girl, and then a robot. There's not much differentiation between them, but the robot does have a larger hitbox when it comes to attacking things. Because you can attack something to stun it, and then you could pick it up, or you could attack it again to get rid of that way. And a lot of the game's scoring premise stems from either doing multiple success jumps without falling, like in Mario, or picking something up and throwing it at a trail of enemies or balloons, which drop gems, which are what you need to do to get extra lives, and that's how you're going to get through the game most of the time. Since it is an arcade game, it does get cheap, especially towards the end, but it's still a relatively easier experience, and there are three difficulty settings, and with the easiest being you get 9 continues, and you get 3 lives per continue, so that's plenty of opportunity to get through the game, or at least enough for you to learn the ins and outs of each level, so you can do it even on higher difficulties with less continues or lives. But, it's very short, it's only 5 levels long, but, that's why the challenge factor gets ramped up towards the end, with a two-phase final boss fight. There's not much of a story, so you don't have to worry about, I guess, localization being a problem, so, there isn't much for the company that actually published this and did the work for it. Really only did a menu translation for all the different settings and stuff. You can play in arcade mode. That strips the game of a couple features, but lets you mess with the dip switches, so that's nice. You have to beat the game first on any difficulty, though. But it will probably let you turn on free play if you want at that point. Or check out the sound test. But, and it's not that bad of a game. And, it's fairly affordable. It's a little pricier than the previous entries from this publisher. But, I'd say it's a little bit worth it if you're interested in long lost media. But, that's it for this week. Or whenever I get around to the next one. So, until later, see you guys. Bye-bye.